Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, make sure you're listening, by the way. And then within the next 2 hours, hour 55 minutes, we've got a pretty good giveaway for you. A pair of tickets. We've been giving out a lot of concert tickets lately. This one, Dave Matthews Band tickets. It's pretty hot tickets.
Like
July
Matthews.
26th and 27th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater. If you don't win, tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, but we'll have a pair of tickets to give out in the next 90 minutes or so.
Good, man. That's nice. Yeah. Have something good to give away.
Summer concerts.
The summer
series.
Here, these concerts.
A lot of concerts over the summer down here at Coral Sky.
All right. Well, listen, man, we are all over the place. We wanted to check in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022 before we get to some NFL news that's out there as the looks like they're about ready to start working on a new collective bargaining between the NFL and NFLPA. They've got 2 years to get it done, two football seasons to get it done. And so they want to get going on it here in July. So it looks like that's going to be a priority over the next few days. Anyway, what do we got coming in this morning?
Instagram models are mostly strippers, Joe. I guess we're talking about Tate Martell's picture.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that you put that
I don't think that's true.
Me either. Mm-mm. I'm okay with that.
I honestly don't know, but I'm guessing that's not true.
That sounds like a hater.
It sounds like someone who's just upset. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
By the way, I just saw her picture during the break. She's beautiful.
Beautiful girl. Yep.
Beautiful girl. Yep. The old quarterback did well again. Yep. Why is it that the friggin' quarterbacks.
The position, Joe, you know that.
All get really good looking ladies.
Yep. Well, you have to assume he can play, right? If he's able to do that.
You'd hope, yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean,
listen,
you think. Reasoning
I don't think
would
part
tell
of
you
it
the
is.
Guy can play.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback in the University of Miami. The season hasn't started yet.
I hope he can play.
Oh, me too. So does Manny.
Nice.
Believe me.
Manny hopes.
And Dan Enos.
Manny hopes one of those three guys can play.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Great news. The number three is a very slimming number for an athlete. Unless, of course, your name is Babe Ruth. Talking about Anthony Davis, I believe, taking number three now. I don't think he has to worry about a slimming jersey. He doesn't look like a fat dude. So I don't think he's worried about that.
There's not too many guys. Yeah. By the way, you know who got really big? I saw Charles Barkley swinging the club out at the celebrity golf
really
tournament out
about.
Of Lake Tahoe.
He's not doing Slim Fast commercials anymore.
Wow.
He's okay.
Yeah.
When he was doing that, he
got
that.
A swing, got that hitch taken out of the swing. Looks a little better. Did you see him? MFing, though, is hilarious. One of the funniest things. Social media came out, hit a bad shot, and MFed it. They're all laughing. Yeah. All the guys around him.
Of course.
That's Charles, man. Mm.
It was a good one. Those updates last week by the Biff were brutal. It was like watching a little kid freeze at the spelling bee. They were interesting last week.
You know what's going to happen. Our program director, when he comes back over here, is going to be saying he shouldn't be doing them.
No, I mean.
That's what you guys are
doing. As long as they're not.
They were bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
What else you got?
Joe, can you tell me why the Big Three basketball was all over the TV on the weekends? And they didn't even play the Women's World Cup. Who cares about the Big Three basketball? Well, I played the Women's World Cup games. I saw most of them.
They were all on.
Yeah.
Just had to find them. But, they were all on.
I just had to find them. I guess that's what he meant. I don't see Manny throwing a quarterback out there against the Gators who has never played a complete college game in his life. I think this is the most important game in Manny's career. Whoa. That's a lot to throw out there.
You know who's got the most experience? There's one guy that's clearly got the most experience. This guy played most of football last year, even though it wasn't great football.
Yeah.
He's the one that's got all the experience, if you're just talking about that.
Yeah. Joe Bovada, gambling website, has a Canes at number 18, plus 8,000 to win it all. Bama and Clemson are 1-2, but over the last month, the money's been coming in on Georgia to win it all. I picked Georgia a while back to win it. I still like the Canes as my sleeper for the Final Four.
Okay. Georgia's going to have quietly, recruits well. got a quarterback. There's another team's got a high-end quarterback. Gonna have a chance. Gonna have a good chance to finally beat Alabama.
Someone put their prediction in that Perry will start day one versus UF, and Williams will transfer out.
That could happen.
Mm, all right.
He's got to make sure they know. By the way, I mean they're not stupid about this whole situation. That there's a good chance the third guy is leaving.
Yeah,
third guy finds out when you said here's a starter, and you try to go all right, and the other two guys are A and B. You're going no, that ain't working.
Joe, when you're in Charlotte this week and you have a night off, check out the Knights game if you're in town. If they're in town, it's a great baseball environment. Thirsty Thursdays are the best. A little minor league baseball out there.
I got one night off. I'll check on that. Thank you.
Not bad.
Not bad. I do like some of the guys, though, from the ACC.
Now, they're fun nights out there.
The bar.
Everything is right there, and you never leave the hotel, really.
I enjoy drinking in the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, open bar, too, so it's good for you. Denver is going to be pretty good this season also in the Western Conference. Yeah, we said that.
Yeah. Oh, listen, this is about as excited Utah has been in a long time for how good they're going to be. They picked up a couple of pieces. They like what they've done. Portland likes their team a lot, and Denver. And saying that without any of those teams really having a true big two.
Utah's been sneaky this offseason putting together a really good team. Utah's going to be a good team this year. If someone wears one of Federer's RF hats to the Dolphins games this year, a novice fan will think it's for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Good text.
Really creative.
Yeah.
Really good. Take the Fed's logo, you'll think it's somebody
Ryan
else.
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Zach, talk about our hire Caldwell was in the 2019 in the offseason. What does he think now, and who's going to run the offense since he won't be with us?
He wasn't going to be the coordinator.
No, he wasn't the coordinator.
Hate to break it to you. He's assistant head coach. Mm-hmm. Because of his experience as a head coach, and he's had great success with quarterbacks, working with quarterbacks. So they'll miss that part, but he wasn't going to call any plays.
How about this one? Mattingly's contract expires at the end of this year, and it will not be renewed. There's nobody happier than this, than Mattingly himself. Time for him to get out of Dodge City and go to a real team.
So what? I didn't get that. So are they saying they're more upset that he's not a good manager or that he's got nothing to work with?
He says that is, I guess, the contract's over at the end of the season, and the happiest person about that will be Don Mattingly to get out of here.
You think he's had enough of the development?
I mean, if I'm Don Mattingly.
He'd like to get a few bats, consistent bats, like some bats that would come up with some clutch hits with runners in scoring position and not leave the bases loaded and score zero runs with zero outs.
I don't think he's upset about the pitching staff. Pitching staff.
No.
Good.
The pitching staff. Well, I was up there. They said pitching is going to be way ahead of the hitting, and they weren't lying.
Hmm. Someone asked why we're still talking about Chris Paul. Haven't seen a single report that says the Heat are pursuing him. The Thunder called and we're not interested. Well, you never know with Pat Riley.
Yeah, I think you got to keep it out there.
Yeah.
I would agree it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. The Russell Westbrook was a different story. Younger guy, more electric.
He would be your second best scorer, though.
Yeah.
Right now
Russ,
on this team.
Yeah.
The two guys, Butler and
it'd be 1A and 1B. Yeah. Federer versus Djokovic versus Nadal, otherwise known as Joe Rose Porn. Yeah, having those
if that's
three
what
guys.
You want to call, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching all those guys play.
Yeah.
But I try not to throw tennis on everybody every day, but kind of a big thing yesterday, 5 hours. That's all.
That was a long match. Marlins are on pace for a 61-101 season. Way to go, Project Wolverine. The Marlins are getting worse, not better. I'm with pitching staff, man. If you got to find some positives out of this season.
They just tease you if you watch. They just load the bases and can't come up with big hits. Just can't come up with big hits. Can't come up with big hits.
NFL, 18 games, 2 bye weeks. One must come the Sunday before you play a Thursday night game. Solves problem. There you go. Someone just solved the entire problem.
There are people that are going to want 18 games, and I'm telling you, 18 games ain't flying. 18 regular season games, I think even if they throw a lot of money out there, they're going to have trouble. I'm surprised by the amount of guys on IR. Maybe it's just the Dolphins. I didn't look at everybody else's injured reserve problem, but the Dolphins, the last 2 years, They had a lot of guys that have been out.
One of the great things about the NFL is the importance of each and every game. Doesn't an 18-game season lessen the importance and water it down?
Well, you know why they're doing it. They're doing it. All of a sudden, for years, the NFL had no problem with four preseason. Now, all of a sudden, we hear our fans, and our fans don't want four. Really? When was the last time the NFL listened to their fans?
Yeah, come on.
When was the last time that happened?
Maybe the first time it happened.
And then that thing about playing the backups for one game, and hey, by the way, you get to sit out, you get paid, but you get to sit out a game.
That doesn't make any sense.
That ain't flying.
It just doesn't make any sense. As a football fan, that would be, that'd piss me off.
Why is it just, I mean, this is all about money, of course, but 18 games and a Thursday night game just doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense.
All right, last text for right now. Glad to have everyone back except for Hollywood. At least you're not as bad as the Biff Botch job.
Another Biff Botch job text.
I don't think you guys should play that anymore.
Well, we have another one.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Like, he literally will not be allowed back on the air.
It is the Biff with your QAM Sports Update. Starting off in baseball, as the MLB All-Star Game was last night, the AL beat the NL 4-3. Marlins' Sandy Alcantara went one inning with a strikeout. Over to the NBA, as a new rule change has occurred. The NBA has approved the use of coaches' challenges in the 2019-2020 season for certain plays. Like an NFL game, they must have a timeout and be able to call, and if they don't, they will get a technical foul.
Stop it.
Wimbledon, as the men's quarterfinal is today, as at 8 a.m., Novak Djokovic and David Goffin will face off at center court, and Guido Pella and Robert Bautista Agut will be on the other court. And then at 10 o'clock, Kishi Nikoshori versus Roger Federer, and Sam Querrey versus Rafael Nadal.
You can't do that, man. Stop.
And now on to weather, which is brought to you by Hylia Park, as the high will be in the high 80s with scattered clouds throughout the day. For the best poker promotion in all of South Florida, visit Hylia Park.
Let it go.
Almost sounded like a young wrench.
You know what, though, it's funny. Like, you actually get off on making somebody else that does what you do while you're gone look bad to make you look bad.
No, Biff cut up the audio.
No.
So.
Hey, you running that. Why would you run that?
Zach said to.
No.
I'm serious. You guys can get him in trouble.
I got a text that said read it.
You get in trouble. It's good. I'm sure your text was from one of your buddies wanted a good laugh. That's
it
good.
It was from Hollywood.
What else you got?
Hollywood texted me individually and the text line. I had to check.
Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
Louisiana, first to get hit.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You're right. They seem to get it every time we're in hurricane season. Man.
Right. No matter what, panhandle. Right? They're the one.
Right off the Gulf of Mexico where all that warm water is. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Hey, feel bad for all the people.
We ain't saying
out there.
Much, man, because you know what? They all started us, it seems like. And it looks like when they're thousands of miles out looking at us before, hopefully, they all make turns left or right.
Or the model comes out with the 7,000 ways it could go, the spaghetti models.
Yeah.
It's either going to hit us or go to North Carolina or go back here or go back there.
Counts on which TV station it is. Well, how big the cone is.
Let's be honest. The one, the seven, when seven comes out there, it's the cone of death. Like,
let's just be fair today. I'm trying to get along with everybody, but the seven cone seems to be a little bit larger than other places. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
From time to time.
The seven cone scares you the most. If that's the one you go by, I understand why
that
every hurricane season
you're freaked
out. That might
be the first
one
you jump and get the water for. Get the batteries, the water.
That's the one where my wife now says to me, the generator works, right? Like, you've tried it? You're doing it once a month with the gas? Yeah. What? I'm supposed to do it once a month? I have to check it once a month?
Zach, I'm guilty. Man, We
have gas cans, right? Yeah, we got gas cans.
We buy a new one, and they say, hey, you know, now you put some gas, and you got to run it on a reg. And I haven't run it.
No way.
I haven't run it in months.
So I haven't run it.
Even my neighbor's been nice enough to come over and say, hey, you run this thing? I'm going to run. I will. I'll get on that. So it's probably, and then I find out it doesn't run because I've ruined it. And then you got to sprint out and go out when everybody else goes out to get a new one at the same time.
To try to get to the place to fix it. Yeah.
3 days out, and then we're all running over there in these long lines in the same place, including a place over by your house.
All the places by my house that fix those things. But the other crazier part of this is when the hurricane season's coming or you're a week out or 3 days out, try going to Costco to go get water and stuff. And you would think that Costco's getting out of business. And, like, there's never going to be water at this place ever again. People are buying 30, 40 cases of water.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, these people think they're going to be out for, like, 2 months.
Yeah, they're making sure that they
are ready.
Yeah. They are definitely going to make sure they got that covered. All right, so anyway, we were all over the place. We were talking about dysfunctional relationships before and kind of talking about my own there. Early on at the wedding. How about Tyreek Hill and his former fiance? Now, I guess they're not together right now.
I sure hope not, to be honest.
But anyway, she's got newborn twins. And she's saying they're his.
Oof.
Like, at what point when your relationship since she was pregnant with the now 3-year-old, like, they obviously haven't been real good for each other. There's been lots of problems. They've had a ton of phone calls where the police has had to go over there. At what point do you finally just realize we're not good together? So now Tyreek, I'm guessing, is going to be forced to take a test here pretty soon to find out if he's a daddy, because she's saying they're yours on the newborn twins. So there's a really good chance if she's saying that Tyreek is going to have a 3-year-old, which I don't think they have. Neither one of them has.
In custody of the state.
So I don't know how that's. And now you're bringing in two babies. It's really somewhere between Maury and Jerry Springer dysfunctional.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Like, bringing two kids more into this relationship? You got one that I believe at this point, the state has custody of him because it got so bad between the two of you, and now twins, you're bringing two more into this mix, and if they are Tyreek's kids, how does this all work out at the end? You just hope for a happy ending to this story.
It wasn't so long ago that Kansas City was saying, man, Tyreek's been unbelievable. He's got his life turned around.
Time for a big contract.
And we're ready to give him a big contract after the year he had last year, and now they don't even know. The league's going to have to rule on it here pretty soon. I guess the commissioner's going to meet with him, the actual commissioner, not his staff.
He's going to have to miss games, right?
I'm guessing it's something.
I mean, he hasn't been convicted or anything, but the NFL doesn't wait for that. Like, there's a 4-game suspension with his name all over. All over.
I just don't understand how if things. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a breakup or what, and she's making stuff up about him or saying this stuff. Who knows? But these two should have figured out years ago, you know, we bring out absolute worst in each other.
We're going to stay away
absolute
from each other.
Worst. Probably shouldn't be together at all, and could have gone a zillion different ways. And now, talk about tied together. You're going to have three kids no matter what. And I don't know how you work it out, but if these are his twins, they're going to be connected together for a long, long time.
Not the way to save face to have two more kids in a relationship that's about as bad as it gets.
Wow, just bad. Just when you're going, okay, you know, get past this one, and they go, oh, by the way, there's
two babies
she's
coming.
Just had no, they had them.
She had them. Okay.
Newborn twins
in the mix now, and they think things are going to get better.
Yeah, so
I don't see that.
Just. Dude, you really?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong. I hope that everything now turns out great for all five of them. But
just
what are the odds on that?
A real, real rough one for sure. Hey, by the way, got a lot of other stuff. Got college football, and in case you haven't noticed, we're getting ready for, and you will see all over TV over this week and going into next week, all of the Big Five power conferences, their ACC Media Day, the SEC Media Day, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
all are going to have them and kind of get things going on college football, and including I'm going to be in Charlotte for a couple of days this week for the Canes and everything else going on in college football. But I find it very, very interesting of all these stories coming out and see if we have anybody that's going to break up Clemson or Alabama in the Big Four. Anybody break up? Nobody's breaking up Clemson.
No.
Clemson is clearly, and I don't know,
the best player,
I don't even think it's
football.
Close. So I think Clemson is clearly out in front of everybody else, even though nobody has lost more defensive linemen than Clemson. But they also have some big-time young guys backing them up, so they're in good shape.
So Clemson, Bama, and then you're looking for three, team three? Because you don't think Bama could. Can Bama and Clemson, they played, can Bama win? Bama could beat them.
Well, they can. They got their ass kicked last year in the championship game.
Georgia?
Georgia's got to be in there.
That's
got to
be
a
third, right?
Georgia played Alabama tough.
Who's the other in the top four?
Oklahoma's got to be in there again. I don't know if anybody in the Pac-12, even though Oregon looks like they're pretty good. Looks like Mario's got a really good team out there. I don't know about Ohio State. A lot of people think this is a year that Michigan is better than Ohio State with the quarterback situation. I think Ohio State's still got to be favored till somebody beats them. But it just looks like Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, they're saying maybe Texas overtakes Oklahoma. I got to see it to believe it because he's owned that.
Be something if Oklahoma and Alabama played in that Final Four somehow and you get Jalen Hurts against Bama. The school that just produced two Heisman Trophy winners back-to-back, and then they get Alabama's transfer.
Yeah, get a little pressure on him,
yeah,
right?
I think a lot of pressure.
The way it's turned out for the last two guys that have been the first overall pick in the draft. By the way, if you're a quarterback and you're getting recruited by Oklahoma.
I'm going in a second.
I'm just going, hey, if this thing's about being really good in college and getting the most out of you and seeing where you get drafted, I can't do any better than I've done with my last two guys. We never had that before. We're two guys in back-to-back years.
Heisman's number one overall.
It's a pretty good combination.
That's one hell of a track record for that coach there in Oklahoma.
I can't do any more than that.
No.
I want you. I'm there.
Yep.
I'm your guy. May have to sit a year. We got a transfer company. No problem.
That's okay.
I can sit. I got to be here 3 years anyway, coach. I'll sit for one.
Sit 1 year, have two good seasons. Boom.
You get a little playing time in the blowouts. We'll get you in there when we're up 40-10 at half. Get you some second halves in there. Yeah, man, that's a great story. Yeah, there is the portals, transfers. Whose transfers will play the best? There's a bunch of college quarterbacks, new guys playing all over the country right now. So we'll see how they go. Plus, and Manny, nobody's taken more than Manny Diaz has to see how all his transfers, which guys have an impact on this team right away, how many will fit in. Right, a lot of them are just coming into to school. Just now working out with the team here before they all report. So there are going to be some fun stories this year. I think college football is just the best. I do. I find it every game means so much. We're seeing these teams playing better competition for their off games, realizing strength of schedule helps you to move up the ladder. And some fun games. Stanford, UCF, game looking forward to. Florida, Miami right off the bat.
Well, that's a big one right off the bat. Opening game of the season for the country to watch and down here.
Miami's toughest game on their schedule.
Yeah.
In Orlando.
Yeah,
that,
you're right.
That could be
right.
That could be the LSU game a couple years ago.
I'm sure.
It could be that kind of game to see where you are.
It's a good test. To see how good that defense is and whoever the quarterback's going to be for Miami against that Florida defense. Yeah. It's going to be a good test for Manny Diaz.
Without sounding like a broken record and going too long in this, I'd love to know the game plan. And I'm curious, I will ask Manny this on Thursday, is Manny, how do you get enough reps for all three quarterbacks to know which one's there? If you don't have, and if it's truly wide open, like he says, and they're going, hey, they all had their moments. They're all really, okay, now you got to make it quick because you're getting ready to play Florida, and they're really good on defense. So help me out here. how are you going to get three guys enough playing
first team
time?
Reps.
And then you got to get whoever the guy's going to be. He's got to have plenty of time to feel comfortable throwing to guys and check in and all this stuff and get a scrimmage in and not. How do you do that? Florida's got their guy in place.
Yep, they're ready to go.
They're not going through that. So that's going to be an interesting one. I feel a lot better if they had a guy right now. And
no going into it
was
a starter. Sure.
It's going to be the guy here. But you do that, you also probably have two quarterbacks here right now instead of three. There's a chance one guy takes off.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we got some big stuff going on in the 9 o'clock hour. First off, we got to get to the OJ tweets at some point with Hollywood. That's coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. And we have a pair of tickets to Dave Matthews Band, the Kroll Sky Amphitheater, July 26th and 27th. We'll have a pair of tickets that we're giving out also. Big 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Giveaways and OJ.
Why'd you come in with Jimmy Buffett?
I don't know about that. That was not part of my plan.
Kind of weird one. I think I'm going to play a little Dave Matthews for you or something.
Trying to run that by you before.
No, you're matching up there, Mr. Rip, the guy next to you all morning.
I don't know what the hell he's going to read.
Anyway, hey, so we...
It would have been weird if I just said OJ tweets with Jimmy Buffett, right? I had to throw the Dave Matthews thing in there also.
What's with the OJ, our boy OJ Simpson? What's he been up to?
Well, it was his birthday.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Would he wish himself a happy birthday? Like,
he
hey,
hello, Twitter world.
Yeah.
Hello, Twitter world.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday. And I got to tell you, it's been quite a ride.
They
yes,
said
it every night some rain must fall. Well, I've had some hurricanes descend in my life, but I thank the Lord because through it all, he's kept me relatively healthy and in good spirits and positive. And that's tough to do today with all the haters on the internet and on cable TV spouting their negative opinions on just about everything. You know, I like what it, Plato or was it Socrates, he said about opinions that they are not fact, that at the most they could be a possibility and maybe even a probability. But the facts are, they're not back. I like the old saying that opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them, and most of the time they stink. You know, a lot of good things have happened in my 39 years. Mm. The other day I was with my boys watching the internet at a sports bar, and saw one TV, and they had a softball game, playoffs of the girls' softball, NC2A. And Alabama was playing Texas, and I think the pitcher for Alabama was black, and the leadoff for Texas was black. And I said, now that's something to celebrate, because when I was in school, those schools wouldn't allow blacks to play any sport. Lately, I saw where Kaepernick pointed out that the Bessie Ross flag was being used by some, you know, negative groups as their symbol. Well, I said, don't let the negative win. As far as I'm concerned, that flag represents the birth of America. Hey, one shout out to a buddy of mine, Sluggo in L.A. Hang in there, buddy. Stay strong. Get back to Vegas soon. Hey, look, I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat. Take care.
Shout out to Sluggo in L.A.
Wow. OJ.
OJ's a weird dude, man.
Watching the internet at a sports bar.
He was watching the internet at a sports bar. That'd make me cough, too.
He knew it, this thing.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
Watching the internet at a sports bar. And
what kind of sports bar was he at?
All right, here we go. What do we got coming in? I couldn't wait for the trollers, man.
All right, so here's the replies.
The troll
to
dogs.
All these are like armpits, right? Opinions.
So just to set this up again, OJ's in his golf cart about to tee off as he films this video here on his 72nd birthday.
Hello, Twitter world.
So these are all the replies that he got on Twitter here. Someone says, I hope a gator eats your balls.
Jeez.
What? Matthew Barnaby, do you remember him, the NHL player?
Yeah.
He actually weighed in and said, OJ, I'll play you match play. Loser goes to prison.
That's bad.
I think I found my favorite new
golf
player.
No way.
You know, OJ, people clown and make jokes, but ever since I told my girl I watch her motivational videos, she's been treating me a whole lot better.
That's horrible.
Hey, I'm golfing today, too, Juice. Only difference is I haven't carved up my wife and left her to die.
Good God.
I'm a newlywed, Juice. You got any advice?
So bad.
There will be some nervous people around you when you cut the cake.
You knew that was coming.
Hey, at Nike, look who loves your brand. I've got a killer idea. I think he's the next logical spokesman for your company. What do you think?
Yeah, you think Nike was happy when he brought that up?
Dude, you left your tee in the ground. Clean up after yourself. You know, don't leave that evidence out there when you mess up. And then happy birthday, you sick maniac. I hope the people you brutally murdered haunt you in your sleep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going to be a few people. Get right to it, man.
There's a lot of happy birthday killer on there.
That's his nickname. Now they call him Killer.
Good God.
Killer OJ.
Watching the internet at a sports bar. And-
Hello, Twitter world.
Yeah.
I don't care when we do the next one. We can do whenever you want, but the next video is better.
Oh, I'm excited.
Like it's just better.
It's a good tease for the 9 o'clock hour.
Does he really have a picture?
So he's sitting in front of
not
some
a white
sort
Bronco
of
in the back.
Cabin or something, and he's sitting on the front porch of it filming the video of this next one, which we'll play later, and there is a painting of white horses over his shoulder.
White Bronco?
Yeah.
Him and AC riding those horses?
Us. The replies to the next one are pretty good, though. The next video is awesome. He butchers some names in there.
You know what I really thought? I really thought we didn't hear from him for a while. I think he finally got the message. He's like, man, this isn't working. Like, most people are blasting me pretty good. Maybe I should just...
I think he loves it.
Well, I'm excited for you to hear the next one, because he had a dispute with someone. He got hacked.
Oh!
He starts talking about fantasy football. It's there an incoherent rant. I mean, it's really good.
Getting to that time of the year, man.
It's kind of weird to hear OJ at 72 caring about fantasy football.
Hey, who's giving him a check? Someone's giving him a check for that. He ain't doing that out of the goodness of his own heart. Somebody's paying him to do that. Good for him.
Maybe it's Nike.
Doubtful.
See, he must be over a million viewers. He's getting the last laugh.
Oh, he's
on
got
this
how
thing.
Many?
You're
did,
right.
How many?
He's got
how many followers. Does he have?
He's got to be over a million. What I say, viewers, followers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Same thing. This guy was watching the internet at a sports bar.
Hey, you want to hear?
855,000.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? Speaking of views, Patrick Mahomes threw a ball out of Arrowhead Stadium, out of the end zone. And they had one of the local great for the local TV station. They allowed him to come out and watch it. He went in the end zone and threw it. Now that's a big ass stadium. If you've ever been to Arrowhead, well, there's no NFL stadium except the one that the Chargers have been playing in. Well, I could throw it out of that
it's
one.
A soccer field.
That's yeah. 1.8 million views to watch this guy load up and let it rip. And you see the ball over the top drops down right outside state. It's
guy's got a pretty good arm.
I don't know how far he can throw it. I heard some guys saying he threw it way over 80 yards. I don't know.
It's
We've never
lot,
seen
though,
him.
Right?
We do get that he's really talented and great for the NFL.
Where's that quarterback skills competition they used to do at the Pro Bowls? Can we get one of those? Get Pat Mahomes
for
in there?
For all those different things? Yeah.
I think they still do it, just nobody
do
watches.
They? Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't know. Do they?
I would watch
it. I think they did.
I don't
it.
Know
seen
if they
it.
Still do that quarterback
challenge.
The
last
challenge
one I saw
thing.
That was just on TV had Marino in it. Like, I think that might have been a replay.
They start playing ball tag now. They're playing ball tag.
Oh, dodgeball. You're
dodge
right.
Ball.
No, you are right. Yeah, but do they do a
ball
quarterback?
Tag?
Ball tag.
I'm sorry.
He watches ball. The internet on sports bars. With
ball
OJ.
Tag.
Watching the internet at a sports bar.
That's Joe. Watches all the right. internet at a sports bar.
Well, I was right on the ball. Dodgeball. Ball
you were
tag.
Not. You were close. Ball tag.
Is that what you called it in the day?
Like ball tag?
Yeah, you used to run around and smack, and then a guy couldn't move. He had to. Kind of like freeze tag.
Okay. Ball tag.
You played freeze tag with balls?
Yeah, we used to throw the crap out of it. Like, you can't do that now because you hit kids. We tried to hit
guys
in the
head. Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. I don't even think they're allowed to play
guys down, hitting guys
anymore.
In the
you're
back
not
of the head.
That's not an out.
Yeah. You're still in if you
oh,
do
you
that.
Had to throw it low?
Yeah.
Yeah,
back
you can't.
Then,
if you hit
didn't.
Someone in the head, that's they're not out.
Yeah.
That's like
then,
the new school.
New rule. If you're allowed to play it anymore.
Good tease on Mahomes, by the way. You know, he was a big fan of him. He was talking about him in his next video.
Oh, no. The Juice Meister.
That video, you guys, have you guys seen a video of him throwing down? You guys are looking.
I have
up
not seen it. Seen I'm going to look it up.
He,
I'm going to be one of the 1.8 million people.
I think he also said, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers, let's get together and see who can throw it." That's kind of something cool that you get an actual NFL guy talking about. I'll throw anybody. You want to see? You know how kind of like we get who's the fastest guy, and you get Ted Ginn going, "I can beat anybody in a 40." Of course, he didn't show up, but. It would be kind of cool to find out, like have the quarterbacks throw it and see.
You think Mahomes or Rodgers throws it farther?
I think Mahomes.
I think Mahomes, right? Yeah. I think it's not even close now.
I'm not even sure Aaron Rodgers got second best arm. Probably some really good arms in the league, but Aaron Rodgers obviously a super talented dude.
It's great camera work by whoever got this.
No,
video.
They literally had
a, this is a one great of the camera
local
work.
TV stations come out and they got their cameras all in position.
Oh, my God. That guy's got a good arm.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
You didn't realize? You knew that.
No, before. No. But that almost looks like one of those fake videos that, like, Reebok used to put up. Or Nike, whoever used to do those fake videos.
I do think that every time I see, like, I saw the Mahomes video. Like, I think that every time you see
right. one of those fake videos
yeah. Like, you think this probably isn't real.
You know who they did that on? Lamar Jackson. Remember they got Lamar? Looks like he threw it.
Like 200 yards.
100 yards up in, he was throwing over here in Delray where he went to school.
Didn't Odell just have a video where he was throwing the ball like the length of the field?
Yeah, he let one rip me. He's got a cannon for an arm too, but he didn't throw it 100.
But I never like buy those things when I see them though.
Mahomes threw that thing right over the top, man. That can't be easy.
No, and then you look and you go,
that's a great angle. That's from a helicopter. Smoke. Some dude in a helicopter is taking that video.
He'd probably be really good at ball tag.
Oh, yeah.
Or tag ball, whatever.
He would knock you out in ball tag.
Did I say ball tag? Yeah, ball tag. Anyway, we got 9 o'clock
out. He almost got in the garbage can. It almost got into the garbage can. He threw it outside the stadium.
That would have been awesome. Holy, if he had thrown it
that
out.
If I would have seen that, 100% I would have thought it was
it
a trick
in the garbage
video.
Can, that one.
Trick
that
video, if that beautiful. Was the case. Yeah.
All right, 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.